Okay, before we start today's show, I got to tell you about Promessin. It is a great sexual wellness company that's going to help you be better in bed. The best product they have is their delay spray, which enables you to go longer and pleasure your partner for that much longer. If you guys don't know, it takes the average woman 18 minutes to climax, where it takes the average man 5 minutes. That fucking space right there, it's a big gap, okay? Man, no, we're not talking about your wife. It's a big gap. You want to close that gap and use the delay spray. Go to promessin.com. That's PROMESCENT.com. Use the promo code RAP15. You're going to save 15% off your order. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Bruce Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
I'm wired.
You're wired?
Damn it.
Well, now this thing's going to be in front of me.
Oh, shit.
All right. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm in a fucking mood. I don't know if it's a good or a bad mood, but it's a mood. I feel hot. I feel feisty. I feel fiery. I feel ready. Yeah.
Your computer felt thirsty.
Shut the fuck up, Zach. Eric is an asshole.
It's the computer's fault.
Well, here's the thing. This is the problem. Eric gets me a coffee. Look, as soon as I start telling the story, it's like, well, why is Eric getting you a coffee? Just fucking shut up, okay?
He fucking works here.
Eric gets me coffees, and I appreciate it. He gets me fucking dope-ass coffees, okay?
He's our secretary.
He knows exactly how I like it, okay? Exactly how I like it. And he puts a coffee in front of my computer, and he puts the lid on, but he doesn't put the lid on all the way, okay?
Rookie mistake.
It is a rookie mistake. Now, considering the fact that Eric probably is only actually qualified to be a barista, okay? The fact that he should be able to just do that. There's one fucking job when you're making somebody a coffee, which is to get it the perfect color, the color of my skin, okay? And then to get the goddamn lid on the top of it correctly. So he puts it down in front of my computer. I'm listening because we're doing prep work, pre-work, fucking pre-fucking prep work on the Real Ass Podcast. We ain't fucking around.
New drop?
No, that's not a new drop. That's an explosion, bro. We explode all the time.
Okay.
Then I was like, you know, hold on, Harrington, let me go get my coffee. I go to grab my coffee. I reach over my computer, grab the lid, pops off, spills coffee directly into my computer. Whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
I'd say a little column A.
Colin Terrell.
Oi, is your freaking fault to take drop because of your fault?
That
wasn't my fault.
I spent a coffee in your
wife is in my DMs. Your coffee's in my DMs.
Never get me gold.
I'll drop a cup of coffee in your computer like a dog.
Do you know what Bobby Kelly said about him?
What do you say?
Oh, it's so great. He just brought him up on stage one time. He just goes, this guy's face says he should be fat. I'm so mad he's not fucking fat.
Ah, shit.
Fucking title.
KP Burke, please just do Bobby Kelly jokes the whole show. It'll be actually a fucking solid show.
You know what, dude? I got this, dude.
Dude. I'm on my eighth fat, dude. Look, great show planned. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, with a new hat.
Zach, feeling good, buddy.
Hell yeah, kid. I like it. What do you do with the old hats? You burn them?
No, they just go in rotation.
Because I don't really see you repeating hats, doggy.
No, they go on the back burner. I bring them back after people forget about them.
Are they in order, or do you bring them back in a whole hodgepodge?
No, they're just in a big laundry bag.
Nice. Love it. Love it. Very happy to have our guest on today's show. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys know him from his TikTok, Figgy the Kid. I hear it's blowing up. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Figgs is here.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Happy to be back. It's been a while.
All right. I know. Yeah, that's not true. We have you here too much.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of people say it's too much. A lot of people are saying, why is it Mike Figgs at Skankfest?
A lot of people are saying, why does Mike Figgs have his own show here?
Can we change any of this? I don't know. Who's the guy to talk to? We'll get into it. Also, ladies and gentlemen, his podcast, American Loser, is available everywhere you guys can find podcasts. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome KP Burke back to the show.
Thank you, buddy. Good to be here, man. What's going on, kid? Yesterday I'm playing with asbestos. Today I'm real ass dude in it, man.
Why were you playing with asbestos?
Because I'm terrible at comedy. I still have to have a day job.
Oh, your day job. Yeah. Wow. And what do you do with asbestos? You do construction? What do you do?
Yeah, knocking around tiles and shit like that.
I can't say niggerig. Can you, if you were to come into my home, could you spick rig? I can say spick rig, right?
That's fair. That works.
Are you good with it? You look like you're good with electronics.
How deep we talking? Not deep. Permits and shit?
You probably need permits, but I'm saying we don't need permits for what we're going to do.
I'm the guy they send for permits because I don't have a neck tattoo, so it just goes smoother that way.
Do you know a guy? All right, here's what I want, okay? I have a garage, okay? And in my garage, there is a sauna that was pre-built, okay? And this is when I saw that when I went to rent this place.
This is how you die of a chemical burn. I'm just telling you.
I thought they didn't know about their own sauna in the garage. I was like, because they didn't mention it. And I was like, dude, they don't fucking know about the sauna back there. I was like, I'm getting this thing out of fucking steel.
And meanwhile, they're going, this pig thinks the sauna works.
Why is he got a towel in the wine cellar? This makes no sense.
It's just me in a closet with a lava lamp.
With a towel around your head like Lucy?
Yeah. No, so here's the thing. It's just the wooden thing has been built out. It looks very, very nice. But the electricity, I bought the, you know, $400 heating unit for it, right? So I was like, I got this. I just got to plug it in. I'm good. First thing first, there's no plug on the heating unit.
Yeah, it goes into a fucking dryer.
It's wires. Right? Yeah. It's wires. I was like, what? That was crazy.
Wait, no.
I was like, where's the plug?
Hold on.
Exactly, dude. I was like, what the fuck's going on here? So that's problem number one. Problem number two is that the electricity in the garage, there's not enough power to power the actual unit.
Yeah.
So I have to wire it from the house to the garage. Mm-hmm. Now, they suggested we dig a tunnel from the house to the garage in the backyard.
Oh, they're charging the shit out of you, buddy.
That's fucking wild, dude. I think we can get some PVC pipe, and we could just fucking lay some wires across.
Mister, we're going to have to dig a tunnel, mister. Listen, we did it for chapel one time, but we're going to have to do it again. You need an underground system. Get the fuck out of here.
That's the guy from the crew they send to explain things.
Yeah. Hey, okay, Lacey, put the lava lamp down.
The point of all is this. Can you help me spick rig my
We can figure something out. If you got a dryer nearby, you can pretty much run anything out of a dryer socket. I don't know if anybody knows that. Feel free to try this at home, all right? Very important.
I have a dryer downstairs in my basement.
This can be done then, Lou. We can figure something out.
Can we figure out? We're going to talk.
He has the voice of the cool guy, the cool customer service agent that you pick up. Yeah. You're like, oh, thank God I got the good American guy.
I had to quit smoking. I was turning into Jim Florentine.
You're giving me Florentine vibes.
Oh, what are you talking about, Figs?
Yeah. Dude, KP does impressions of all irrelevant comedians.
I love it.
I grew my hair out to look more
just like
him,
me.
I'm banking on Crank Anchors coming back, guys.
Yeah, I mean, no, you
great.
Do. You
I
do.
Just got an upgraded Robbie Goodwin.
He's doing irrelevant guys. All the guys that he does are.
He doesn't have like mental issues. Fixed. He seems normal.
All the guys that he does were relevant in the mid to late
90s. Yeah.
You do guys that were never relevant. Like, you're all like,
ladies and gentlemen,
media.
This is Charlie Murphy. What are you guys talking about right now, right?
So,
you better cut the shit out.
I thought it was pretty good.
Look, we have a lot to talk about. Let's get our plugs out of the way. I have to go to war today.
KP only does impressions of a bananas lineup.
That's from 2002. Poughkeepsie or Jersey? That's important.
I have a lot going on. I have to go to war today with Jake Flores and Luisa Diaz. Even a little Corey Spencer action today. I'm naming names.
Uh-oh.
I'm sick of tiptoeing around these fucking pussies. Why do I protect them? Why do I regularly protect them?
God loves you, Lou, so he's going to smite your enemies, dude.
Let's get into it. Let's do our plugs. KP, what do you got to plug?
Got a show called American Loser, which me and my dad do every week. We're telling weird, fucked up stories from American history. We're going to be recording something pretty cool down at Kevin Smith's new space at the Smod Castle down in Leonardo, New Jersey. That's coming up in September. That's going to be huge, and I'm very excited about that. So thanks for having me, fellas.
Very cool. I love it. Figgy Snake.
Fuck
Figgy
yeah.
Snake.
Figgy Snake, July 25th, July 26th. I'm in Atlantic City for MobCon. That's right. Do you like Comic-Con but Mafia style? Come to Atlantic City. MobCon, July 25th.
That's real?
24th. Yeah, I'm at MobCon. I'm at a panel and I'm doing stand-up, baby. Let's go live. The Hilton Hotel.
Dude, being an Italian comic sucks dick. It fucking sucks, dude. Playing American Legion. That's like the top of the mountain. If you
I'll
catch.
Be at Rita's Ice Cream Parlor. Rita's Ice Creams. So loud, show Rita's Atlantic City.
Zach Amico.
Dude, it's so funny. I only heard about MobCon because Furio from The Sopranos was at a sandwich shop promoting it.
What, see, you're supposed plan to help me. This is what happens, Lewis, when you don't have me on every fucking episode.
It's his festival.
I killed it in June, July.
It's Furio's festival. Furio organized the festival.
Hell yeah. Instagram, Zach is not funny. Bye, guys, at Ian Finance. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be on the road with Lewis.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff coming. Hold on. Should we put Comic Mike Figs on? I'm doing a Twitter poll. Skank Fest.
Diversity hire.
I haven't approached you yet. You know, I mean.
You can't retweet this.
I can't retweet this?
Nope.
I'm not going to retweet. Okay.
No. It's got to be objective.
You don't want to do Skank Fest?
I do want to do it.
Yeah, of course you do. Stop acting like you're too cool.
I'm waiting to know if I'll have the date free. I just,
what, you got a brunch shift?
What the fuck?
Cancel.
No, some bullshit.
He's like, yeah, I got to do Sopranos Mania in fucking Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And
you know that guy's going to be there, by the way.
A family thing. I might have to be there for a family.
I'm doing Gnocchi Fest down in
StromboliCon in Syracuse. Make sure you come out to StromboliCon. Everything is a Stromboli.
You fucking dickhead. What do you got that's more important?
I might have to do something. It's something personal.
Oh, is your chick pregnant?
No.
Is that the due date? Is that
no. Yeah. Little Mikey Feeks.
Dude, well, here's the thing.
I'll know in a week, and you best believe you're going to get text messages that you're not going to read.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Okay. The fans will decide today. All right. Right now. All right. And if you don't have an answer, whether you're not going to do it, by the end of the show, this is all happening right now. This is the way
And then when the episode ends, I get one of those cool little cowboy western images that Joe List fucking tagged.
Bobby Hutch.
Everybody's in.
Get Bobby Mike Hutch to make a Mike Figs official performer.
Either. Make another one that says denied. Not one. Yeah. In case he loses.
But use a good headshot of mine.
We're putting
one. Don't use the half headshot.
We're putting it out by
pounds
the end of the show. It's up to the fans, dude. If they want to see you, here's the thing.
These fucking fans?
Skankfest is already sold out. I don't need to add anybody to Skankfest. That's the beautiful part about
Skankfest. Skankfest is COVID, so if Figs doesn't get in, he should do my move, which is just if Lewis is going to take everybody out of New York mass exodus style. That means maybe I got a shot at Caroline's one weekend. Yes. Finally.
Hell yeah.
Right. Just took everyone I know leaving town.
Right now we have 47.4% of people say yes. 52.6% say no. So we are torn.
What is
right
that?
Now.
Just four people? How many fucking people?
And so far there are 19 votes. Now don't be an asshole.
Guys, if you've seen me at the Depraved, you already know that I'm a goddamn killer. It was an electrical night. So all those people that gave me handshakes after the show, make sure you drop into the comments and vote for me.
So
we're down to 42%.
67%, 67 votes, 55% say no. We're going to get there by the end of the show. Your offer stands right now. If they say yes, by the time we end this show, you are on Skankfest, but you got to say yes or no right there. And then I don't care about your fucking sick baby.
That's fine. What?
I don't care.
You know, this is.
I need a sick baby sound effect. It's just a sad baby. It's going to be like a coughing baby.
The coughing after.
Let's go. Oh, okay. Give me a sick baby sound effect. There's got to be cancer baby sound effects, right?
We're doing Caroline's. You, me, Sheba Mason. We're going to do it.
Fucking A.
So look, let's see. I have plugs too. Guys, go to lewisofskanks.com. A lot of stuff coming up this weekend. If you guys are watching live, I will be at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory in Bridgeport, Connecticut. 8 p.m. shows with the great Zach Amico. That will be myself headlining, Zach Amico, special guesting. And then 10 p.m. shows are going to be so much fucking fun. Jessica Kirsten, Aaron Berg, Paul Verzi,
fuck yeah.
Colm Turrell, Zach Amico, and more. It's going to be a fucking crazy weekend. The 10 o'clock shows are wild. The Depraved, it's the dirtiest show you'll ever see. Everyone starts off with their most fucked up joke and they have to dig themselves out of a hole. And I'll tell you right now, the lineups and crowds have been crazy. So come out and support that. Then next weekend, July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, I'll be at the American Comedy Company. You can keep my plug music going if you guys want. July 22nd, 23rd, 24th, American Comedy Company in San Diego with Colm Turrell special guesting. The 26th, we're going to be at the Comedy Store, The Depraved Live at the Comedy Store, Monday night, 8 p.m. show with Andrew Santino, Kimberly Congdon, Preacher Lawson, Kurt Metzger, Colm Turrell, and more. Then July 28th through the 31st, Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Colm's coming with me on those shows as well. Then I'm back August 4th at the Stress Factory, The Depraved in New Brunswick, New Jersey, with Joe List, Rich Voss, Karen Feehan, Tim Butterly, Paul Verzi. I mean, the fucking lineups are crazy. The Depraved is crazy. Come out to The Depraved. You got to support it. Comedy Works up in Saratoga Springs, August 6th and 7th. Great Zach and Miko coming with me as well. August 26th, I'll be at BJ Ryan's in Norwalk, Connecticut. Lots more dates coming up. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. Skankfest South is sold out. But I'll tell you right now, we are in talks right now with the venue about reconfiguring some things. There might be another 100 tickets being released. Who knows?
Wow.
Who knows? There might be another 100 tickets that we've been able to squeeze out and figure the fuck out. So I'll tell you right now, like, just hang tight. Follow me on Twitter. Follow Skankfest NYC on Twitter and on Instagram, because we will be announcing things there first and foremost. Skankfest.net is the website to go and grab lineups, any news, special events, things that are happening. Lots of fun things happening at Skankfest. We're planning everything right now. Got the date for my fight as well. It's right after Skankfest. I'm not going to officially announce the date yet, but it's happening right after Skankfest. So that means I'm going to be angry. I can't even get fucked up at Skankfest. I'm not going to be doing Molly or ketamine. It's fucking wild.
But Molly will affect you? You can still do a little mosh, my little shrooms. Don't get hammered.
Do a little Molly.
Do a little Molly.
A little bit of ketamine. Ain't going to hurt nobody.
Fucking.
Going to hurt nobody.
A little yo kratom. A little snort.
No, we should. Me and fucking Ella should do mushrooms and ketamine together and get wild. Have gay sex.
Harrington's fighting too?
Harrington might be fighting. We're trying to set up Team Rattlesnake versus Team Ellis.
Nice.
You would do mushrooms with a guy before you fought him?
Yeah, why not?
That sounds crazy to me.
Yeah, dude, I'm crazy. So, I'm very excited. We'll see. We're going to be announcing all that very, very soon. Ellis Mania is going to be directly after Skankfest. Jason Ellis is coming out to Skankfest. We're doing a press conference. We're doing open workouts. We're going to be doing live Ellis Mania fights, themed fights from Skankfest. I talked to him about this yesterday. Skankfest is going to be wild this year, dude. Skankfest is going to be fucking absolutely crazy.
Finally.
I might just have you and Dylan fight at Skankfest, and you could fight at Ellis Mania the next week.
Just two fights.
Two fights weeks. In a week, doggy, like Hamzat. Let's go. Let's fucking go.
Guys are gay. The gayest guys. Fight me, doggy. Fight me. Karaoke time. Let's do karaoke time now. Karaoke, singing, rock and roll, karaoke. No, fight me. No, fight me. Oh, shit. Louis C.K. is here. Gay.
Oh, he's got his dick out. Fight me.
Fight. Lucy goes, dick out. Fight.
Can we take it out? I'm doing back-to-back shows. Can we take it out? I'm doing back-to-back shows. Hey, thank you for all the work.
Your impression is skank. Best rules. Thanks.
Griff Fisher! Fisher! All right, guys, now it's time for
another... Well, he's got his dick out. Do karaoke into it.
Karaoke!
Saturday, Saturday!
Santeria! All right, guys, this is sponsored by Gotham City Black Coffee. Gotham Black Coffee, CBD coffee. It's the only coffee that goes CBD in it. Isn't it so good? Yo, Kratom.
Gotham Coffee has been taken off the market. It's got three people.
That happened.
If you got an orange pass, you can
The second year, we had a coffee sponsor that was recalled.
It paid everybody shit blood, right?
Yeah, it was giving people botulism.
It wasn't Death Wish, right?
Was it Death Wish?
Yeah.
It
sounds like it was. All that shit just wound up at our studios. We have tons of Death Wish.
No, well, you know, I'm not hating on them.
It was like a shipment of it.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
And okay. It was fine. Nobody got botulism. They said it could. It could.
Sounds like something from The Witcher. What the fuck is botulism?
Hey, guys, real quick, let's take a moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Yo Delta. Shout out to Yo Kratom for supporting all things Skankfest, all things Gas Digital, all things Team Rattlesnake, the fucking best sponsor in the business. They just launched their own Delta 8 brand. Delta 8 THC gets you really high. It's legal almost everywhere you go, and it ships directly to your door. So if you're over the age of 21 years old and you live in a state where it's legal, then stock up on Delta 8 THC. They have gummies. They have vapes. Zach, you took a vape before we started the show today, and you are fucking on another planet.
I will say Delta 8 vapes and gummies, they are potent, my friend.
Oh yeah, they're gonna get you super stoned, and it's really convenient, and you want to support Yo Delta and Delta 8 because they fucking support us. So right now, go to yodelta.com and use the promo code GAS. You're gonna save 25% off your entire order. So once again, that's yodelta.com. Use that promo code GAS, save 25% and grab some Delta 8 THC. Okay, where were we? So I've been trying to avoid talking shit about Jake Flores and Luis Diaz, but they don't stop. They don't stop, Harrington. What am I supposed to do here?
Yeah, fight him?
I've tried to fight Jake Flores.
He'll press charges.
No, he won't press charges.
He's the guy with the cum cookie.
I tried to fight him. Yeah. I tried to fight Jake Flores. He will not press charges. Kind of a real ass dude. Not for nothing. Got to give him real ass dude of the week for not calling the cops at me, because I would have fucking put him in jail. Where's the real ass dude? Aw. Well, you know what, Jake? You lost your opportunity. Wow. There it is.
He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's rude. He's a real ass dude.
Yeah, so he didn't press charges on me. I tried to fight him at the stand. I got in his face. He was just talking shit. He talked all that shit, right? And then in that moment, I became a Puerto Rican. Like, I you know, I am what I am, you know? I am what I am.
You are the day walker, dude.
Like, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah.
Did you take your shirt off before you hit him or no?
Yeah. No, you're fucking crazy.
So you take your tank top off and you had another mesh tank top under it with a Puerto Rican flag on it?
I will be taking my shirt off in the Jason Ellis fight. These are MMA rules.
I can't wait to see your shirt off.
MMA rules.
Take it off now. I want to see what you look
ready.
Like.
I'm not ready, but I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Oh, I'll be ready. Don't you worry. I'm going to be in the best shape of my fucking life.
Yeah, we're talking.
You already are.
But.
Or no.
No.
Oh, okay.
Fuck out of here, bro. You don't even know figs.
I've seen old Skanks episodes where you're just like fucking jacked. Young and your skin is not like wrinkly, dude. And you fucking look healthy.
Know,
shit.
It's sad.
Like, now you look like a fucking toasted almond. Like, but I
it doesn't matter, dude. Bitches still love me.
Yeah, you're the guy.
Bitches still love me.
Yeah. You're crushing it.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Just fucking smell them.
Yeah. Giving out quesadillas in the back of the Depraved show.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Come on, anyone quesadilla? Thanks for supporting the show. I saw you sharing food with Dylan. That was the most electrifying show I've ever been a part of, honestly.
Oh, I know.
Those fans, it was the
Have best. You been to Skankfest?
I've never been to Skankfest.
Okay, so that's exactly it. If you've been
if
now,
it's just like that. Oh my! Oh my
now God. Imagine there's 1,500 people per day, three different stages going on, and it's a party shoulder to shoulder. Everyone's just fucking getting crazy, drunk, fucked up. It's the best. Oh there's God. Nothing better. So you know the energy of Skankfest.
It sounds amazing.
And every time Skankfest comes around, these people like Jake Flores and Luis Diaz, they like to just take little shots and throw a little stink. And it's fine. It's okay. Jake actually said something somewhat smart on Twitter. And he was like, I know this is like half kayfabe and that I'm just helping them sell tickets, but still. And then he goes into a rant about why we suck.
That thing he said after it was already sold out?
Yes, but he's not wrong about that because he's helping sell out the next one. And there's going to be Skankfest New York or maybe Skankfest Vegas or who knows where we'll go, right? So, no, they are creating an emotional volley back and forth and they get our fans really fucking emotional. So this bitch... It started the other day. She tweets that, like, I'm not surprised about the Skankfest lineup. It's not people like Maria Bamford or Jim Gaffigan. It's these people, right? And then I just responded... with a picture of Jim Gaffigan.
Yes,
right?
Yes, I did see that.
So she looks like an idiot. Or a picture of Jim Gaffigan at Skankfest. She looks like an idiot. So yeah, then my fans start trashing her. She blocks me, blocks everyone. And then she goes on, I mean, just...
Is she cute?
No.
That doesn't matter.
She looks like me.
Oh, God.
She literally looks like
bad kind of...
my ugly older sister. That's what she would be. She'd be like, oh, damn, dude. Luisa Gomez is real fucking rough. So...
Like,
no,
she worked with you before, though, right?
She did. She used to book Rose Battle.
Yeah, that's
for
how
me,
I know.
Rose Masters for
it's
me.
Like a fucking heel turn pro wrestling stuff.
It's crazy. She started getting a little bit of attention and success in the woke path. Once you go down that path, she starts getting. This is the first time she's ever gotten any sort of attention or accolades or anything in her life. Before that, she works at a fucking museum, right? She's just some fucking dumpy fucking. In any other culture, or any other, or not just any other culture, any other industry, she would just be some dumpy, nerdy Cuban bitch in the back, just praying for a fucking, just a bit of attention for anything. But because it's comedy, we have to be like, oh no, she's a beautiful soul. Like, what is this? She's a fucking twat. Fuck her. Okay. So she starts tweeting about this, right? And I make her look dumb. She starts blocking everybody. And she goes into a fucking rant on Twitter. Now, what it's turned into is she's now publicly saying that I assaulted her and that I spit at her. From the time that I tried to fight Jake Flores, right here, let's see. You know what? Let's see. So let's see what is here. So Rebecca called me a dumb bitch in a tweet. Jay and or Dan called me a dumb bitch on the bonfire. And Lewis sent his horde of racists to harass me, all because I said none of the Skankfest lineup's announcements were surprising. I haven't called any of them a single name. You know what? I will stop bringing this up. And Lewis's assault of me and another person and showing everyone What disgusting bigots defend that pod/fest when Rebecca Lewis and Jay get back on their platforms and instruct their followers not to harass me. I'm doing the opposite right now. And I'm not saying to
full
harass.
Charge, doggies!
A horde of racists.
No, dude, I'm not.
Let the hunt begin!
If you can hear Lynyrd Skynyrd playing, Lewis's army is coming for you.
No, it's Click, Click, Boom by Saliva.
Click, Click, Boom!
I'm not even, like, I do not, bitch, if you wouldn't mention me, I would never, ever, 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 ever mention you. I don't give a fuck. I'm not thinking about Luisa Diaz or Jake Flores or any of these people. I'm truly not. But they mention me, and then I fucking literally just quote tweet them. And yes, I have a fan base who fucking hates your fucking guts because you are people that are regularly trying to jump on board with canceling their favorite forms of entertainment. People love these podcasts. People that listen to Legion of Skanks, they're like, dude, this is like, I get emails from people every week being like, dude, you literally helped me get through the death of my father because I got to listen to you guys, made me laugh through the hardest period of my life. People have an emotional connection with our fucking content. And when you're trying to actively take that away from them, they get really emotional back, right? And by the way, these are just people saying mean things to you on Twitter. Grow the fuck up, you fucking loser. You know, you're actually trying to make it so that I can't work in places. You're actually trying to make it so people will pull off my festival, so people will get refunds on their tickets, so my venue will get rid of me. You're actually trying to take money out of my fucking son's mouth, you fucking twat.
His son is
Cuban Karen.
My fans are calling you ugly, so that's a fucking problem for you. Go fuck yourself.
You're on Twitter.
Go fuck yourself. Beat it. Get off fucking Twitter.
What do you think they say to us all the time, every single day?
Psychotic.
And then you look at them and they're following you.
Of course.
You know, so like, come on.
That's just the way they communicate. That's the way they show love. That's the way they show hate. It's sort of the only language they know. They know one speed.
She should be thanking you. You're giving her airtime right now.
So,
you know what I mean? Like, no one would be talking about her.
Yeah, she goes on and she's saying that I fucking assaulted her. Now, by the way,
I've known you for a little bit, might be true.
No, come on. First of all, there's a couple things. Number one, this is on camera.
Yeah,
I already contacted the stand. I'm getting the footage. I'm genuinely actually considering it again, getting a defamation lawyer.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Like, you can't as I'm launching a festival, she can conveniently saying that I assaulted her.
I'm thinking like joking around. Like, she's like,
no. She's saying that I fucking assaulted her. Now, what happened was I was making a beeline toward Jake Flores, and I think she got in the way. And I literally ignored her, and I just brushed past her. Mm-hmm. That is it. That's the only physical interaction that I had with this chick. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's true. And with Jake, I got in his face. I wouldn't even put my hands on Jake because I was trying to get him to hit me. I wasn't trying to catch a fucking charge and get arrested for punching this dude in the fucking mouth. Which, by the way, Jake describes the entire incident with Luisa right there. In fact, pull this up. I want it in their own fucking words because he recognized that I wasn't actually hitting him. So it becomes, now he says that I spit in his eye. Now, I don't remember that happening.
I like to think that's the first COVID case. That's what it was.
It's literally right before COVID popped.
Then after that, right, Lewis jizzed all over a cookie and made me eat it in front of him.
Doggy, this is January. This is like January 6th.
No shit.
Of, yeah, 2 Januarys ago.
Oh, it's beautiful,
this
man.
This might really be.
God, play the
Christmas. I show up. Usually I show up fucking at the beginning of the show, but I was working and I was running late and I fucked up. I showed up right before my set, right? So apparently, Lewis had seen that I was going to be on a show at the stand, not the same show. He tweeted about it, tagged me, but didn't. But I had him muted from all that shit before because I just didn't fucking want to read his shit.
It's like when we fucking dropped flyers on Hiroshima saying, hey, the bomb's coming, baby. if the people, the great people of Hiroshima had muted the U.S., I would say that's their own fault.
It's just the flu.
You can see if you block
it. Oh, yeah, I loved it. I loved it this weekend.
It's funny. They tweet at you, and they don't see it. They're just yelling at a wall. It's funny, right? So I didn't see it. And what happened is I showed up to the new stand to do a set on Too Many Cooks. Like, right before I was supposed to be on stage, I have this big-ass bag with me that I used to deliver for my job. I go set it down, and when I look up, there's this guy in my face.
I mean, just keep it
and
sexy.
And I was like, who the you know, like, for a second, you had told me, I texted you before that, and you told me he was there. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I didn't think about it that much. This guy, I don't know if I've ever met him at this point. I maybe done like roast battle all the time or some shit when he was there.
There's like the phoniness that comes out of his face. He's even saying things like, he's like, I didn't, because when he saw me, he was like, who are you? He already admitted that Luis had texted him saying, hey, Luis is going to be here. He knew exactly who the fuck it was, the phoniness that comes out of him.
He did Roastmasters that you host.
I know, because I don't even know if I met him. Like, I might have, like, done Roastmasters. No, you know
it's,
you did.
It's probably on YouTube, but yeah, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'd ever met him before, but, like, no, you met me before. You know exactly who the fuck I am. Just be real for a second. Just be real for a fucking second. You were trembling in your fucking boots. Because I was in your face going, ah! I will admit
you
that.
You were shaking his boots.
I was trying to get him to hit me. I will admit that. Continue.
But like, I don't think I ever really met him. And he's like red in the face and he's like, you know, what the fuck? You talk shit on the internet. You want to talk right now? Yeah. And I know, I was like, who the fuck are you? And I was like, oh, right. It's Lewis, right? And then he starts doing the chest bump thing at me and starting to kind of fucking put his hands on me, but like very light, like just pushing, like I can't leave, but he hasn't taken a swing yet. And I'm just like, no, like no. The answer is just fucking no. I'm not going to do this. I've been in a million of these situations, fucking bar fights, man. I know what you're trying to do.
Has he?
He's trying to get me to take a swing at him. Because if I do, then he's justified in punching back. And then he can fucking go crazy on me, right?
Yeah. He recognized my strategy. I'll give him a fucking, I'll give him some accolades right there, dude. He knew exactly what I was going for.
Somebody studied the tape.
Chest bump, chest bump. I shake your boots. Chest bump, chest bump. Your boots were trembling. I spit at a girl.
Spit at a woman. Posture.
Karaoke. Let's go. Spit at a woman. Shake that guy's boots. It's Skankfest, baby. Oh, God.
I knew that. And also, I'm like, I am also an adult, and so I'm not going to start a fucking bar fight, right?
Yeah. No, I'll just tweet at people all day obsessively on Twitter.
I just, you know, like, all right, I'm going to, you know, leave or whatever. Yeah. And he pushes me, and he pushes me, and he fucking spit in my eye, which is still itching. He put something in my fucking eye, dude. Yeah, it's gross. I gotta go to the doctor over Lewis's fucking spit, dude.
You know, actually, something I fucking just realized we should talk about is the fucking cops. Because I was really glad that you didn't.
Now, hold on, pause it. Now, where, at one point, where does she come in? Where have I assaulted her in this fucking story? This is literally the day after it happened.
She sounds like a sped up version of someone's impression of a retarded girl.
I can't even do it. But
no, no. At what point am I assaulting her? At what point am I putting my hands on her? At what point am I spitting at her? At what point am I doing any of this? So now, a year and a half later, the story has turned into I assaulted her. Now Jake on Twitter is saying that, oh, he assaulted me and my friend. Well, no, where is this happening? I'll admit that I fucking tried to get
when
Jake
you
to
have
me. I didn't even assault Jake. I fucking literally got in his face to try to fucking get
he
him.
He just literally said that you didn't assault him, that you were trying to get him to assault
him. At what point in this story was I assaulted her? It seems like a little bit of an opportune time. I'm releasing Skankfest. We're launching an entire festival. We're at a point where we're getting new sponsors. We have partners that we're working with. We're not done with it. Just because we're sold out doesn't mean that any of that's done. It seems like an opportune time for her to start saying things like this guy assaulted me. And using that fucking term publicly on a platform, it seems a little bit fucking opportune. It seems a little bit like she wants to actually hurt me financially. It seems like she's actually trying to take that opportunity to fuck with me and my business. So I'm telling you right now, I have the stand sending me the tape. It's going to be, I cannot wait.
You get that tape and it's solid. You got yourself a case there, Doug.
Dougie, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, Letterman at least.
It's fucking, it's psychotic.
Plus, it'll be your first contained from the stand.
Wait, so send a tape for Letterman.
Yeah, you get late night out of that, 5 minutes.
Here's my tape, Letterman.
Yeah.
You missed it. You missed the whole thing. It's fine. You missed it. He said that you're sending a tape to Letterman.
No, I know. You guys made similar jokes at the same time. Zach said the best tape he ever made at the stands.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
Because they're just reinventing the narrative now, right? Because she didn't say shit up front, and then now all of a sudden when it's convenient, she's got something to say?
Say that one more time.
So they're reinventing the narrative. Because I remember, I followed all this on Twitter, dude. You're one of the great Twitter followers. I refuse to have one, but I do check it out. It's you and Bailey J. That's all I do. But anyway, I'm checking it out on there, and I'm reading the beef going on between you, because this Flores kid, he was kind of all right back in the day, I thought.
Yeah, a lot of people liked him back in the day.
I think like Stanhope vouched for him or something, too. And so you're watching him make his heel turn, then you're talking about, you know, pretty much just talking shit to him. Then he gets weird. It's like, oh, and then out of nowhere, this guy I've been insulting for forever just decided to get in my face.
Yeah, and look, you know? I get it. Like, their whole thing is like, he's like, oh, you can't take a joke? What happened to free speech? It's like, no, you're not making jokes. You're not busting my balls. You're a dude who actively jumps on board when I'm trying to be canceled. These are real things.
Yeah.
Like, it's real things. When people are writing an article saying that I'm a Proud Boy,
yeah, you know,
and incorrectly saying that I'm a Proud Boy, if I'm anything, I'm fucking going to tell you what I am, right? Yeah. I'm not going to fucking hide it behind anything. But when you're jumping on board with that narrative, you know what it does. You know, once you have that scarlet letter painted on your chest, and that's what it is, because people are like, oh, dude, nobody's really canceled. Louis still works. Shane still works. No, it's a scarlet letter. There's that big C they put on your fucking chest, okay? And it depends on how big and bright it is. Now, I got it painted on me. You guys have it painted on you just by sitting here at this fucking table, right? There are people that won't work with you because you're considered Gas Digital or Compound Media people that it'll never even come across your plate. It's never a conversation was like, hey, KP, just so you know, you were up for this thing, but we passed on you just because you have a history of working with these people. You say fucked up things on stage. We saw a roast battle tape, whatever it is. That exists 100%, without a doubt.
That's why I'm not a cop, I swear to God.
Yeah, probably.
I had to get some of the videos taken down when I was doing the background check.
Wow.
Yeah, true story, man.
That's funny. That's funny. It's probably better for you.
Yeah, you saved my life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But like that letter, they try to paint it on you as big and as bright as possible, and that's what they're trying to do. So you can sit here and act like, you know, we're just saying things on Twitter. No. What you're trying to do is you're trying to drum up enough dust so enough people in the industry are going to go, fuck that guy, I won't work with him. And that's fine, but I'm not going to sit here and just be silent and take it and pretend that that's okay. And it becomes borderline fucking, you know, I mean, it's just dangerous. You can't fucking say that. You can't say a guy assaulted you. That's a very heavy fucking charge. In today's day and age, just a blanket say this guy assaulted me, with no nuance, with no anything.
Like,
even if I shoved her out of the way, that's not assaulting her. And maybe it is. Even if I took her head, smashed her into the wall, DDT'd her through a table, is that assault? I don't think so.
Swanton bomb off the top rope. Well,
you were in the way,
zombie
don't you?
By the cranberries.
Yeah, I had Zach and Dave Smith hold her off. I'm like, yeah, you want me to keep going?
Yeah, Zach mushed his ass in your face in the bottom of the rope.
All the stink face.
Yeah.
The thing about just these fucking delusional cunts, their entire thing is that words should have consequences. Then they use their words, consequences happen, and they're surprised.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to get out of this? Like, what is the overall goal?
It goes both ways, you fucking dummies.
Yeah.
What's the goal? What are they trying to save comedy? What are they trying to do?
I don't really know. I mean, look, they want a little bit of attention, and they want, like,
that's all it is. A hot term right now. It's trend.
That's all it is. Like,
so they want to attach their fucking faces to
Jake
it.
Jake Flores, the only success he's ever had in his entire life has been on social media and on Twitter. That's the success. So what happens is this is his currency, right? He still has to have a fucking day job. Nobody's paying to see him perform comedy. Nobody gives a fuck about what he's doing. Nobody thinks he's funny. Nobody in the industry thinks he's cool. Mm-hmm. No comedians want to work with him. He's become a fucking loser. Who lives in filth, by the way? Who lives in absolute disgusting filth?
Yeah.
How do you listen to anybody who, you see the pictures? He doesn't even have the wherewithal. Like, if my place is messy and I'm taking a photo, I'm going to take it at an angle where you can't see the fucking filth. At the very least, I'm not even saying I'm any better than I am better than him. That's disgusting the way that he fucking lives. But to not even know, like, hey, like, this is, I don't even want to be perceived as being a fucking, look at this.
Oh, boy.
Look at this. There was one with this cat where it was like, you saw like crud and fucking.
Okay, wait. Just
let me pause. That's on Google Images.
Let me just pause you for 1 second. This is the guy who's on like Pornhub or Ubang, yeah, and he's eating a cum cookie.
Yes, this is him.
Why are we talking about him? Like, why?
He wants attention.
This guy, you are punching so down. Like, this is.
Yeah.
This guy ate a cum cookie.
No. That's what those two dominatrixes were doing.
This, like, how could he say? Oh, literally, every time he says something to you, you should just retweet the video of him eating a cum cookie.
But what's funny is I haven't even done that.
You can't bounce back.
He blamed me for releasing that video, which wasn't true. Like, I didn't.
And he used the term,
revenge porn.
The revenge porn. No, revenge porn is when you and a partner make something and then you release it without their consent. Not when it's up for sale. You fucking dumb cum eater. Yeah. Oh, God.
Louis, you put Robert Kelly's dildo in your mouth. You put a gun up Jay's ass, yes, right?
I am gay. Yes, I am gay.
Thank God.
Fine.
You didn't eat a cum cookie.
What else, dude? Fucking fuck. Whose side are you on anyway?
No, I'm just saying. That's not
faggot.
Bad.
Fuck you, dude.
Like, those are fun things. It was at an event. This guy has a video.
I know, he's a fucking sleeper cell Jake Flores.
Jake, we got him, Jake. We got him, Jake.
So you put a gun up Big J's ass.
Jake, you need to tweet the gun in the ass video. Well,
you're fighting like a gentleman on this, to be quite honest.
Exactly.
You're showing like some decorum here on this.
Yeah, you're talking about him. We've been talking about him for 30 fucking minutes.
I agree. I think I've been very fucking mature about this. The reason I'm talking about this is because she's going around now publicly saying that I assaulted her, which is crazy. That's a crazy, absolute crazy and dangerous thing to do, right? So, no. I needed to point that out. And
have you seen the tape, though?
Yeah. Wait, no, but the stand described it to me. I was like, am I crazy here? I was like, what point did I fucking shove Luisa? And he was like, no, you walked past her and like brushed up against her when you were walking toward Jake Flores.
Because imagine you watch it and you like fucking elbow. And you fucking rear naked choked her. You were dragging her as you were going to Jake.
It's just a Ray Rice elevator shot.
Jerk store JK just shared the video of me blowing Bobby Kelly's actual real cock in the racist live chat.
Whoops.
He's banned for 15 minutes, Harrington. Sorry. 15-minute ban.
Or until Bobby comes.
Mama stand, dude. I'm about to come, dude.
Don't stop.
Put a finger in my ass, dude.
Don't stop, dude.
Put a finger in my balls, dude. Max, get out of the room, Max.
Keep going.
I shit my pants. I can get.
Okay. Hey guys, let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. It's an online store with every auto part at the absolute best prices. So if you're a car guy, if you guys work in the business, if you work on your own cars, your friend cars, whatever it is, you want to get the absolute best prices possible. When you go to a shop and try to get stuff, they're always marking things up. You don't know what the fuck you're paying for. You don't know what the prices you're going to get. At rockauto.com, this is the place to go. So right now, go to rockauto.com. There's no promo code or anything. If you guys are trying to buy auto parts, this is the place to get them, rockauto.com. Okay, let's get back into it.
I can't do Robert.
So that's it. That's what I want to say about them. I have to also talk about this bitch, Corey Spencer. And I don't even care what she's saying about Skankfest, because this is just a funnier thing that I saw on her timeline that I just wanted to make fun of her for. I'm going to just start making fun of people.
So now we're getting
I'm trying to be the better person at all times. But at this point, these people, they want to come at me. And I'm like, why am I not just making fun of them the way that I should? Why am I being nice? Why are we talking about fucking a Vegas man arrested for smearing bacon on a Muslim family's door? That's hilarious.
Pretty funny, actually. Let's talk about that. Look, put a pin in that.
He's on fire. That guy's awesome.
Did he smear it like Moses when they were marking the safe Jews in Egypt? Is that what it was? These people are keto.
Somebody put boar's head all over the door?
Corey Spencer created a festival called the Cinderblock Comedy Festival. And the way this fits in is because this was one of the reasons why I created Skankfest, or this was the inspiration for Skankfest. I heard about this comedy festival called Cinderblock, and they were charging a submission fee to submit, like $25-$30 to submit to get on the festival. Now, the angle on it, though, was that they were charging white guys full price and everybody else 77 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, women and people of color, 70 cents on the dollar. It's a statement.
Yep. Handicap discount.
Yeah. So... So it was called an unfunny tax. So we heard about this on Skanks, and we were like, oh, we start trashing it and we start making it up. So then on a whim, like I do everything, like the 8 contests I have running right now, I was like, we're running our own comedy festival, Skank Fest. And then I named the date right there and then. I was like, it's going to be 6 weeks from now. And we booked the comedy festival at the Creek on 6 weeks' notice. It was just the Creek. It was a big party at the Creek, 2 stages plus the outdoor area. And the first Skankfest, that was it. That was sort of history. And we said we weren't charging anybody a submission fee. No comedians were paying to submit. We had over 500 comedians submit to perform. And we were paying everybody as well. It wasn't, nobody's performing for free on our comedy festival, right? And that was sort of like the beginning. It was built off of treating comics right and, you know, and not taking advantage of the comics at their youngest point of their career. The way these comedy festivals work is you have to submit, charge $30, $50 to submit to perform at their festival. They get 500 submissions and they start off with, you know, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in their pocket of young comedians' money. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up. It's a fucked up way to do things. Mm-hmm. And we did it in a way where we said, no, you can sell tickets, get some sponsors, and actually make some fucking cash. You don't need to do any of that. And there are a few comedy festivals who do it the right way that don't make you pay a submission fee. Moon Tower, JFL, obviously. But that was the whole history of why we started it. This bitch, Corey Spencer, goes and tweets yesterday because Skankfest, people are tweeting about us. She's like, the only thing funny about Skankfest is that it was a spite festival created because they were mad that minorities had their own comedy festival.
Ugh.
Like, what a fucking... These are crazy people.
Yeah.
These are absolute fucking crazy people. You know, yeah, right there. Sounds snowflakey to me.
I mean, 11 likes.
I mean, well, she got reissued because I retweeted her. She got fucking... I mean, it's hundreds of comments being like, fuck you, pig!
Wait, but she's a white chick.
I know!
What the fuck is
this
going on?
This is the fucking
Why
point.
Are we wasting time? We should be talking about Muslim bacon.
These
that was such a good story.
Dumb fucking white whores have the nerve to come at me. I am brown. I am a brown man. I am a minority. You
According
dumb.
To those comments, you're There's a Latinx. I'm you're a Latinx.
I am a Latinx.
You're Latinx.
Isn't that just like an incomplete
half Puerto Rican, half Chink? The hottest of all women.
Oh my God,
Latina,
dude.
Asian.
Yeah, it is pretty hot. Yeah.
Doggy.
Brown tits.
Doggy.
What's up?
Doggy. This white bitch has the nerve. Has the nerve. So then I tweet at her and I sort of tell the story on Twitter, and that's fine. Who cares about that? That's not even. Then I only even give a fuck because
Wait,
I read
the whole story that you just told us now.
Yeah, yeah.
Some comedy.
But I did it.
$25.
Two tweets, 480 characters. I'm good. It went right up to the zero. I literally went
the
directly.
Circle, the red circle just yep. got enough.
I had to delete one of my. Wait, hold on, Harrington. Not yet.
Is Colin Tyrell coming?
Jesus Christ. That's him. Also, that's not what I'm looking for, you dumb fucking moron, idiot, fucking faggot bitch.
I thought Kali was going to come out of the
God,
table.
I hate you.
I've been here the whole time.
No, out of like a fucking Jack in the Box, like a crazy person. It's supposed to sound like a crazy person. Not whatever the fuck that was. I don't know what that was.
That
like
was Pop
a,
Goes the Weasel.
A pan
that
flute.
Was Pop Goes the
Is
Weasel.
A pan flute.
Literally the song you requested.
No, out of a Jack in the Box.
Yes.
Now, if you ever Harrington, one more word that's not yes, boss, I got it. You're literally fired from everything you've ever fucking done or been involved with in this fucking network. I swear to God.
So not that much.
Because two fucking times now, I've called you before the fucking show, and you were not available until I'm in traffic, and I have to re-explain shit to you because I've explained it to another producer. So how about you fucking not give me an attitude because you weren't there for the fucking phone call, so you don't know what I asked for. You're getting your fucking telephone version.
Flores, clip it, Flores. It's if fair. You're watching, clip it.
Harrington, bring up your Twitter and say Luis Che Gomez assaulted me.
Flores, clip it, Flores. If
God, I fucking hate you.
Luke, can I ask you something, man? Like, because it seems with the white chick thing, and maybe Zach will agree on this, that they can
as
walk
a white
into,
chick.
Yeah. Sorry, brother.
As someone who looks like every girl that's complaining about Skankfest right now, speaking on behalf of the bloggers,
we have Corey Spencer here. Hi, Corey. How are you today? Hungry.
But they can walk into like an open mic filled with just a bunch of desperate dudes and be like, oh man, I don't fit in with the cool kids here. It's like, this is a room full of misfit toys, man. Nobody has anything good going on.
Yeah.
You know, you go to one in Jersey, it's like just people living sad dreams. Somebody was like, oh, I just got out of rehab, so I'm going to, you know, put my passion into this. We're not doing well, okay? I don't know why they think we're doing well. There's no privilege in comedy.
Harrington, could also get me a coffee since you're not
We're
working.
Not sponsored by Coca-Cola. We're sponsored by Yo Crate. You know what I mean? Like, give us, please, cut us some slack.
Big
shout out to Yo Crate.
I guess this chick worked at a comedy club at one point, and she went off on a rant on Twitter. And you see like, who's it? Jen Kirkman. She does this a lot. She'll, like, write like 20 tweets and she'll number them and she'll be like, yeah, so this is 1 through 20 and you're like, oh boy, let me
get it. You work
this.
For Thought Catalog.
Wordy. Too much words.
So, but Jen Kirkman has a following, yeah. So she does this in the, you know,
AKA
like,
woman tells a story.
Too many words.
So this, and I watched Jen Kirkman do this recently and she like went off on a thing and she's talking about how this comedy club didn't work, wasn't working women on a particular week. It was just a bizarre thing. She was like, so I was on the website for the Tempe Improv. There's no women this week. You're like, why are you checking the schedules?
Yeah, and then people are like, yeah, guys, you need to book Jen. She's like, I'm actually not doing comedy right now.
It's crazy. And there was also women on the schedule. Yeah. Maddie Smith and...
Somebody else we know was on it.
Yeah, and So, and then people are like, well, what about Maddie Smith? You don't consider these people women? And her friends are being like, don't you dare smear the name of Jen Kirkman. And once you see that they booked women that week, wouldn't you delete the tweet? Wouldn't you be like, oh shit, I look dumb.
To save my face. Yeah.
I look like a moron right now. Like I'm going, and it was the booker from the club. It was a woman who was like, hey, just so you know. And then all of her fans were like, just so you know, you should disrespect Jen fucking Kirkman. You're like, which I get. Look, I get this. We have the same fans. We're just on the other end of the spectrum. Like, our fans are fucking...
Now we're all on the same
We're all walking on our tippy toes right
So now. This bitch, Corey Spencer, and Harrington, I just wanted to create, like, music that makes her sound crazy. So I said, Pop Goes the Weasel out of a Jack in the Box, which is behind a woman's ramblings would sound kind of crazy. Not your weird fucking...
Psycho theme
might
work.
Out of a Jack in the Box. So the same song that he played, but if it was coming out of a Jack
like
in the
slowly,
Box.
Bing,
so
bing,
Lewis
bing.
Wanted the Jack in the Box version, not the musical chairs version.
The mythical creature.
No, that's the musical chairs version. That's exactly
that
what it is.
Duck Duck Goose version, but you want the like.
No, it sounded like it was being played on a flute by a fucking half lamb, half boy. Okay, and that's not what I wanted. I wanted crazy girl music.
F-lam,
did she work
boy.
For an actual club or was it one of those fly-by-night kind of things?
I think she worked for a couple clubs. So it's just, I almost, Figs, I'm going to have you do her voice because you could do a dumb bitch voice probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What a flippant bitch.
Pull up her tweets.
So bad. I'm never going to be at the Cinder Block Festival.
You're probably never going to be.
Someone put that. A vote if I should.
Which okay, so yeah, it's one out of 21, exactly. Let's see. Oh yeah, it's great. So you got you go
so,
from
yeah,
the bottom
so
up.
Start from the third. Start from 1 to 21, and then start reading up.
See how it's numbered.
Okay. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Do you have music, Harrington?
Can you move that? Move those headphones. Sorry. Thanks.
Hey. I've been wanting to say this for years, but was afraid of the repercussions. But fuck it. Here we go. All the clubs I've worked at, the owners hate my guts. The first club I worked at, the owner would cry all day and tell me I was an idiot to my face.
Wait, pause this. I hate this. I hate your voice. I hate everything that's happening right now.
Good.
I hate
you want me to get dumber?
It's too distracting.
Okay.
I feel like we're being distracted from how crazy her words are.
Is she saying she's bad at her job?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Let me do it. Don't worry about the music. Don't worry about Figs. That whole bit bombed. It's okay. I'm just going to
do it in a Jamaican accent.
I'm just going to read it. Okay.
She just all day dirty. She no longer wanted me to do like collecting money from the producers.
Pretend she's Australian.
She used me for all her dirty work.
No, stop.
I said English by accident.
She goes, I've been wanting to say this for years, but was afraid of the repercussions. But fuck it. Here we go. All the clubs I've worked at, the owners hate my guts. The first club I worked at, the owner would cry all day and tell me I was an idiot to my face.
Pause. I think I'm just a bad reader. You just read it better.
If all the clubs you've worked at, the owners hate you, I think there's one common denominator.
It's okay. Like, what is women's posting elves? Who follows me? Can women's posting elves please post this? This is psychotic ramblings. She's like, everyone hated me.
I'm afraid of the repercussions. Two likes.
This is crazy. By the way, and then she's trying to do this thing where she's like getting it to go viral. Two people have liked it. Keep it up on the screen, please. Two people have liked it. It's crazy.
17,000 tweets.
She used to tell me all of her dirty work. She used me for all of her dirty work she no longer wanted to do, like collecting money from producers that didn't have an audience and canceling shows. She wanted canceled, so she no longer looked like the bad guy. I did. Oh, so you had a job. Your job was to assist this comedy club owner and to fucking do her fucking job. Welcome to fucking working for somebody, you fucking moron. She would literally write the show canceling email and send it to me to send to them. I had to CC her on every single email. And if I hadn't emailed someone every 10 minutes, she would accuse me of not doing my job. So she was canceling shows every 10 minutes, according to this chick. Originally, I was supposed to have one day of working from home, and she was constantly on my ass. And if she didn't see an email go out every 10 minutes, then eventually after 2 weeks, she told me she didn't trust that it was actually working when I was at home. So she made me come in for all my shifts.
This just sounds like a job.
You had to come in to work.
Wait,
okay.
You worked for a comedy club? This is just describing your job.
The final straw was she told me that I poached her venue to run my festival, even though the show is applied to the festival. I quit the day after she told me I had to unbook her show for my festival 2 weeks before the fest when tickets were ready on sale. I don't even know what the fuck that is. That sentence makes no sense. She called me a thief.
So, wait, I just realized this. 7 out of 21. There's 21 of these.
There's 21 of
Holy
these.
Holy shit.
She had called me a thief. She called me a lot of things. Weird thing is, she hired me based on the success of the first year, and then suddenly it was a bad thing that I had a festival separate from her venue. This job paid $15 an hour, and the hours were Tuesday through Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. At 20 hours a week, this position paid $1,200 a month, no benefits, and a mandatory two-hour round-trip commute because she didn't trust me. The second club I worked at, even though the owner had created a spite festival, even though the owner had created a spite festival against mine that is still running to this day. To be honest, I didn't label it as a spite festival at first, but it became obvious when they mocked us in their ads. Yes.
Maybe you should write this on a platform that has more
Skankfest.
Than 250 characters.
Am I crazy, or is this bitch coming off like a real cinder blockhead?
If the owner hated me or anything, blah, 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 blah. My fest was for minorities, and they booked people like Shane Gillis.
What are the two comments?
Let's see. What were the two comments? Click on them. I'm so sorry you had to go through this.
Shane Gillis is hilarious. Suck our dicks to all our enemies.
I mean, I'm not going to read it anymore because there's. But go back for
just
a second.
Start a dog walking service.
Look, we were not even there. Shrugged it off. Blah blah blah. She's still going. Nobody's retweeting it. Nobody's liking it.
She's the one liking him. It's one like. It's probably her.
I mean, and then she goes on to say how I guess Rebecca's boyfriend hit on her. I mean, I'm not being an asshole here. Maybe, you know, maybe he did. Oh. But
is she hot?
Let's see. Go back up. Go to the end of her. The last ones are kind of funny.
Does any of them have three likes?
No. See you later, Ralph. Let's see. I understand how my ADHD comes off as incompetent and why I get treated like a child by a lot of employers. I don't get things in the order they are expected. My jingles jangle differently.
Now you're a victim. Now
yeah, bitch. What do you want me to say? You have ADHD and you don't do your fucking job right. You're late. You're disorganized. You don't do what the job that the people expect of you, and then you're mad because you get fired from fucking all of your jobs. You're saying all of your jobs. There's a problem. People will come and defend these owners of these clubs because they were good to you. That's okay. I understand. If you were close to me during the times I worked at these places, you know my experiences to be true. 21 out of 21. No one fucking cares.
Block her. Delete
no,
her.
I'm not going to block
her. Put up her. I just saw the date on that, too. She's had time. This would have caught on if it was gonna.
No, yeah, it's over. Yeah, I mean, these are absolute crazy people. These are absolute crazy people, and they need to be pointed out. But shout out to all the Skankfest performers. Not a single person canceled. Not a single person. I mean, it's five people on Twitter. People are acting like there's like a big like split in the comedy community right now. No. It's like five losers on Twitter and then a few other people who are just even too afraid to write our name. They put an asterisk in Skankfest instead of one of the letters because they know if they dare mention our fucking name,
that's
the Gomites are going to call them faggots. I mean, come on. It's not like we're fucking going after people's jobs. We're not fucking showing up at people's fucking houses. It's not like an actual, like, they're just calling you mean names. Get over it, you fucking losers.
I described it as you guys are just handling the back of the bus. That's all it is. And everybody's like, oh, I don't want to sit in the back of the bus. And, oh, you don't have to.
Yeah.
Just sit up front. Let them do whatever they're going to do back there. No one's going to fuck with you. No one's giving you a hard time. But yeah. They can't help it, man. They need the power.
They need it. All right, let's go. Let's go to some of these stories. Okay, so drunk 20-year-old TikToker admits to getting his dick sucked by 16-year-old Stranger Things star Millie Bobby Brown.
I just saw that. Yeah, I just saw it today. That's crazy.
This is called Stories That Make Zach Come. Our new segment.
I would call her 11 the whole time. It was sick by 11. But she was 16. But it's 11. She comes up with her nose bleeding.
Yeah, it's shaved hand.
Hand her an ego.
While she's eating your ass. Supposedly, she ate this kid's ass.
She ate his ass. Hell
so
yeah.
He goes, you smell it in my hell house,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, let's hear it.
The adult. Yeah, by what?
I'm
2 years?
Shut up.
I'm the adult.
Yeah. She was just a child. Well, that child knew how to suck dick.
She did. She knew how to suck
dick. This guy's gayer than a fucking $3 bill. Are you kidding me?
This guy's handsome as fuck. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, he's probably gay. Zach?
Pause it.
He's gay.
How old was he when this happened?
20, and she was 16.
And I was like, no way.
11 sucking my cock. Whoa. Let me put it in your Demogorgon.
Where's the kid with the lisp? I want him to lick my ass.
Take your teeth out. Take your flippers out.
Take your...
What?
Loser.
I mean...
She's fucking rich as fuck. She's so huge. He's just talking shit.
No, I think he dated her.
Yeah, but you know.
I just don't really have a problem with a 20-year-old dating a 16-year-old girl. Who cares? Is that even a story?
No, that's just things that happen in high school.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, yeah. Like, it's not...
But if she was eating his ass at 16, damn, I mean, it's pretty...
Dude, fucking...
That's pretty, she's rock and roll.
She rules.
Yeah, she's pretty gangster.
How old is she now?
17.
17?
No, I'm not.
No, she's
up there now.
She's a child, bro. She's shut like your 20. Fucking face.
I think she's 20.
No, is she?
I don't know, but that's weird. All those TikTok kids are old.
She's 16. He's 21.
Now she's currently 16.
Yeah, okay. She's currently 16.
What is that
16.
Bitch not age? What is she fucking
in a trial chamber? She's the upside down.
It's crazy.
How old was that's she in Stranger Things?
When is she going to age? Age, bitch. Age.
I thought she was 27 in this first season of Stranger Things. What?
Sorry, her birthday was in February, so she's now 17.
Oh,
okay.
Geez.
All right. Yeah. There we go. All right. She's almost there. She ate his ass.
17.
Hell yeah, dude. But I mean, that's when you're going to eat ass, right? And that's when you're going to try it the first time, no?
Yeah, it's kind of a...
No, I feel like that's a...
Jumping. I mean, you
acquired
start
taste. At... You were about to say acquired taste.
Yeah. Start at first. I feel like that's for after the novelty of getting your dick sucked is worn off.
I mean, shit, usually it's first base. This bitch is in the 12th inning right now. Fucking yeah. Eating ass.
She's in the dugout.
She went right to the... Jesus Christ. Good for her.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a... Like, I almost... Like, people are trashing him. It's like...
Listen, you come home from a long day of fighting 16. Godzilla, you gotta fucking stick your tongue up a guy's ass.
When I was 16 years old, there was plenty of girls who were dating older guys. Plenty of girls.
Yeah.
20 is not even like, I knew girls that were dating 25-year-old guys when they were 16. And the guys, you'd almost look at the guys like they were weird. But it wasn't like, that guy's a pedophile. It was like, no, that guy fucking, he's a loser. That was really what it was.
Yeah, he's emotionally stunted. Yeah. And he can't get chicks his own age.
And she's a whore.
Yeah.
She's a stupid whore.
Or more accurately, he has coke. That really solved probably. A lot of problems in North Jersey.
Yeah, she's like Hollywood. You know, she's Hollywood, so she wants some coke.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Eating ass matches up with coke.
What happened, Harrington? I see you talking over there.
She was also the one who Drake got in trouble for texting back in the day.
I see a pattern.
Oh, shit. Yeah, she's a little
somebody. Somebody likes destroying lives.
Who's the girl 51st dates with Adam Sandler? What's
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. She's like a little Drew Barrymore. She's probably drinking Bloody Marys and shit. She's 16, doing coke, eating ass, hanging out with Drake.
Drew Barrymore was 10 when that was happening.
Yeah.
But I mean, every kid at 16 is starting to experiment with drugs, eating ass, drinking, getting fucked up. The problem is these kids are under a microscope, so we don't treat them like kids. We treat them like with some other thing. The reality is she has more freedom and is more grown up technically than the average 16-year-old in terms of availability of this stuff, freedom.
Yeah.
She's fucking rich. She pays her parents' bills. Like, dude, imagine that if James is paying my fucking rent, I'm like, I guess I'll go to my room. Fuck. What am I going to do? I can't say shit right now.
You're cramming my style, dad. I'm trying to get my ass eaten.
Oh, shit, dude. It really is. It's true. So then, also.
You ever get your ass licked on a trampoline, dad?
There's a bounce house now, baby.
Yeah, so I guess that's a story. At 20 is just not a story. If he was a little bit older, I would have an issue with it. You know? Yeah.
Is she baiting predators, though? Is that because if the Drake thing happened
no,
too?
No, Demogorgons.
Oh, she thought Drake was a Demogorgon.
Demogorgon versus Predator is a great video game, though.
She thinks all half-blacks are Demogorgons. All right, sorry.
Demogorgons and Predators. I almost feel like Demogorgon design wouldn't even exist without Predator.
Yeah, they both have the pussy mouth.
Yeah, they got to fucking pull up a Demogorgon and pull up a Predator. I feel like they're of a similar thing.
I think in reality, it's because everyone thinks of 11 and they think of a little girl still from the first season. Mm-hmm. And you go, that girl's eating ass? And then you're like, no, she got older since then. Sure, it's not for everybody. But yeah, she's not a fucking 10-year-old anymore.
Yeah, dude, Demogorgon.
Like we remember.
Demogorgon is just evolved predator.
Speaking of like alien nurture, did you see the Tomorrow War on Amazon.
No.
That shit was wild.
What is it?
It was good. It's a movie on Amazon Prime with the dude from Guardians of the Galaxy. What's his name? That
Chris
major?
Pratt.
Yeah. Chris Pratt. Fucking kicking. It's ass kicking. Great movie.
Isn't there a new
Black Widow
movie?
Sucked. Yeah.
Black Widow?
They didn't like it. All the ads are like, the greatest superhero movie that's ever existed. Like, bitch doesn't even have a superpower.
Then it says, Revolver Magazine.
It's, like, yeah. It's crazy. It's like, this bitch is...
The greatest superhero movie of all time, Cinder Block Comedy.
It's wild. This bitch doesn't have a power. Her power, she used to be really hot. That's
Sucked.
It.
Sucked.
She has show a her ass. Of tweets.
Show her. Listen, Aquaman comes out of the water.
Show her clit.
Aquaman comes out of the water. He's doing a haka. He's got a fucking hard on. He's got a six pack. So Black Widow, they should have had some tits, some ass.
Oh, did
some
they?
Gunfight. It was none of that.
Remember
shit.
That with Wonder Woman? They were like the new female directed Wonder Woman made all the Wonder Women way less hot, and they're all fucking wearing jeans and fucking cowboy jackets and shit. Like, show their titties, come on.
Yeah, do something.
What, Harrington?
Uh-oh. Well, it was also the way they shot them. There was a lot more butt shots in the Zack Snyder version of
Wonder Woman. Zack Snyder fucking rules.
Yeah, that I like the Snyder cut. I thought it was fantastic.
Fucking the Tori Amos version sucked dick.
Yeah. Do you guys remember the Mortal Kombat thing that happened with that? It was like a weird... They were trying to say it was sexist because of how they're making Sonya Blade look in the video games and stuff. And they were saying she's not getting played with as a character. And that it was because the guys were like, yeah, because I don't want to beat up a woman. Like, the guys are being decent human beings, but they're like, this is sexist this is bullshit. Sexist.
Give her a fatality like everyone else.
Oh, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if anyone gave a fuck about beating up a woman. I feel like that's like easy to say after the fact. Like, I feel like that's like... If,
that's good cover.
What about White History Month? What about White History Month?
That was the reason Sonya Blade and Kano are tied up in Shao Kahn's palace in number 2 because they're taken out of the game.
Yeah,
but that's because in the Mortal Kombat arcade unit, they had a like code you could put in to see who people were playing as. And they eliminated the two people that people played as the least.
Which is weird, because then they're like the focal point. Because goddamn, Sonya Blade was so hot in the first movie. That was Billy Madison's teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, smoke show.
They said they used to go to arcade. Like, the people that worked, they used to go to arcades, and they had a combination they could press. And the screen would come up and show who was the most selected characters.
No shit.
Because when they were going to add people, I think they had a limited amount of slots.
I'll drink it, Mike. Yeah, don't waste it. I'll drink it. Thanks, Bob. Sorry.
Thank you, buddy. It's got one job.
Not even a top on it.
Make my coffee.
That's risky here, man.
Sorry, I got distracted. I apologize, guys. What were you talking about?
Just yapping about Mortal Kombat shit.
What was it before that?
How do we get into it?
From your Predator stuff.
Tomorrow War was really good. Black Widow sucked. Taskmaster sucked. I mean, spoiler alert. Taskmaster sucked.
I don't know what Taskmaster is.
Yeah, it's you know, Taskmaster. It's supposed to be this badass villain who mimics everything. They turned it into some kind of like robot woman.
Who is your favorite villain so far in a superhero movie that's been made so far? I know who mine is.
Fuck, let me think.
Mine is the fucking Jake Gyllenhaal in the Spider-Man movie.
Mysterio.
He's awesome. Pretty good. Mysterio is fucking awesome. Like, what he does, like, it's not like he's just, once again, another rich dude with technology that just does like a fucking cool thing.
Best, yeah.
It's just awesome.
Does it have to be a Marvel movie or any superhero movie?
Any superhero movie.
That Homelander in The Boys, he's fucking great.
A Homelander.
In the Boys, the show?
Yeah, he's fucking brutal.
He could just laser a whole crowd of people. They show that shot, just everybody gets fucking decapitated. Yeah. I think he's badass. I like
him. He's pretty fucking badass.
The Watchmen movie. The guy who was like the blonde hair, blue eyed, like scientist guy. He was like eugenics. Like,
Asmodeus?
Yeah,
he was cool too.
I almost was like sitting there, like, hey, he's got a point. We could probably, yeah, he's gangster. You know, we could save the planet if we just get rid of all these.
He's like, we need to get rid of Wakanda.
Wait a second.
I have it. We're going to wipe Wakanda off the face of the earth.
Wakanda forever. Wait,
what do you think, Zach?
I mean, the biggest cunt was Ego the Living Planet in Guardians 2.
Yeah, that was pretty. He was pretty.
Dude, when he goes to fucking Star Lord, I loved your mother. That's why it hurt me when I put that tumor in her head.
Yeah.
And you just watch Chris Pratt's world melt.
And it's Kurt Russell. Fucking Kurt Russell's a fucking stud.
The de-aging on Kurt Russell in the beginning. Did they go back in time and fucking film this?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
What a motherfucker he was.
That whole series is good. I think superhero movies are so fun.
Yeah.
Like, I love them. I'll even go see Black Widow. Is it in the movie theater now?
No, don't waste your money. Get it on fucking Disney+. even though it's $30 on Disney Plus. But
yeah, I mean, I haven't gone to the movies in a minute with my kid.
Tomorrow War was so good. It was way better than that. The last episode of Loki,
kid, though,
it's not bad for a kid. There's some bloodshed.
No, my son's a pussy. Loki scared him.
Oh.
After the first episode, he's like, "Dad, this is like weird. I don't like it." And I was like, "Oh, fuck it, here, James, go fucking play with a fucking Barbie."
Yeah,
Loki.
But yeah, no, superhero movies are cool.
Yeah, I do enjoy them. I really do.
Watch Tomorrow War, it was really good.
So let's talk about this. One, the Karen attacks black woman at Victoria's Secret.
Oh, I saw that.
And has
video,
a tantrum in the store. Let's see that. That's kind of fun.
I gotta get jacked. I'll look just like you if I lose weight,
dude. You gotta fuck. I mean, by the way, now, like, I ate bad over the weekend. We had the UFC film at my house, and I ate really bad. Like, and it was like,
is this Corey Spencer?
We're talking. That's my favorite part is the black lady's voice. Just, she's like, oh, what, girl?
Wait, rewind it for a second. How does it start?
Oh, God. No. It's you. Now you are. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you see this? Oh, my God. I never do nothing like this. What happens to me? She just tried to run and hit me. And now she...
This is the video at the stand. That's Lewis on the floor.
They all saw her.
She spit in my eye.
Oh, my God.
This motherfucker just spit in my motherfucking eye.
She's trying to...
Hold up. You trying to put what?
Lewis J. Gomez, the creator of Skankfest.
What? Motherfucker who stole Cinder Block comedy? What? Cinder Block Festival?
So is this a crazy person?
The cop was my uncle. She starts going bananas. She has a mental problem.
No, why don't she walk away from me? No, I was here. No. We're not doing this. Why don't I walk away from her? Why don't she get away from me?
Pause it. What were they filming for to begin with? Because it didn't start off with her just
lunging at her.
Yeah, they were having a fucking dispute, and then this girl started filming her. If you start filming me, you will have a video of me lunging at you trying to get that camera from you. I'm going to tell you right now.
Somebody's got a great video of Kim throwing their phone across an airport.
Yeah, at an airport. Yeah, dude. If you start filming me, you're going to have a video of me doing this, swiping at your phone, which is what happened. I don't even know that this white chick was trying to hit her.
No,
I
think
it seems like she was trying to smack the fucking phone out of her hand.
And didn't commit to it.
She gets crazy.
She's white. The fucking black chick started spinning it on her finger. Yeah.
Hold up, bitch. Hold up, bitch.
Sweet Georgia Brown started playing.
T-Mobile Globe tried a bitch. Hold up. Hey.
Look at this white bitch. Look at this white
I work at Boost Mobile, bitch. Fuck out of here. Still recording.
She got a cup of orange soda. It's confetti.
Yeah, dude.
She throws the phone. It's on a string. She takes it back.
Gotcha, bitch. Hold up. Hey.
Oh, right here. That's right here. That's in mine.
Goodbye, bitch. She puts it through
her leg. Oh, my God. Look at this crazy bitch.
Yeah, she's got a disorder or something. She sees the camera and she starts going crazy. Ooh, she's taking a nap.
She's doing an impression of a black person.
If she would have just started screaming, "I can't breathe," I mean, it's been gold. Yeah, bitch, hell no, bitch, what's the matter? I'm trying to get in the fucking line. I can't put my chip in the reed, nigga, this bitch on the floor.
Yeah.
Oh, she's coming.
Oh, dude, this is like witch shit.
I'm threatening you, so I'm recording to protect myself.
Yeah, this is the good part.
Oh, this bitch. Well, I don't know what's happening.
Pause. This lady's mentally ill.
She's mentally ill.
Yeah.
Karen attacks black ladies. So this person's crazy.
But the black girl's taking full advantage. And that's what
You're literally like you're mocking a mentally handicapped person on the floor right now. And once again, I don't know what happened beforehand, but it's like what's going on there and what's going on in this white chick's head, because even if she's not crazy, what's happening is she's having an episode and going crazy because she's realizing, because we know what happened.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck, I'm going to lose my job. Yeah. I'm going to lose my fucking, I'm going to get kicked out of college. I don't know if she's either she's crazy or she's like going fucking like apeshit because she's realizing that
ironically
she'd lose her job managing Dress Barn because you know that's what she does.
Yeah.
Oh, poor girl.
Somebody
in the live chat said this video is 14 minutes. No.
What?
No way. It's 14 minutes. Let's see.
I mean, what's the climax?
It's 14 minutes, but it also includes like the security guards coming and the police report that was filled out.
I gotta see the police. The security guy because he was.
This is great.
He looked like a dopey bastard. Oh.
Work for Milburn. Yeah. I was just almost assaulted in this.
Well, I don't know what happened.
He looks like Jordan Peterson.
Hold on, rewind it because I want to hear what he's saying. Rewind it for a second. Go ahead.
Protect me. Once the law get here, who they gonna believe him? Her white ass or my black ass?
No! Hey, bitch, frontin'. She's recording through the mannequin's ass.
Security, this Short Hills, y'all.
Short Hills is by me.
And this Short Hills.
Get her away. Just see you walking in the background there like,
I gotta stop coming here.
Knocking a tile loose.
I thought this was the safe mall.
Like, shit, I'm about to go to Bay Plaza. I said, fuck, I go here.
Oh, shit.
The safe mall. Shit.
I mean, I thought this is the mall with a safe you can break into.
She got purple hair, matching shoes, matching drink.
Her fingernails are 85 inches long.
She got a Popeye's to-go bag. She's been chewing biscuits the whole time while she recorded me.
Wait, hold on. Why am I being told to rap?
Because Malice has the studio booked at 12:30.
Cool. You should never book. Hold on. You should never book my fucking studio directly after my show. At 12:30, because if I start 15 minutes late, which happens very often, I'm not being told that my show is being cut short. So whoever booked Malice's show in the studio should realize that that's a fucking problem.
Okay, I didn't start filming him.
Flores, we got him.
So whoever booked it, that's a problem for them.
Okay,
who booked it?
I'll let that person know.
Let me know.
Okay, I mean,
I appreciate it.
All right,
thank you. So I don't really know. I don't really know why you think I'd be cutting my show short, ever, in a million years. Especially me, much less anybody would we expect them to cut their show short, but me.
Guys, make sure you vote for Figs at Skankfest. Keep those votes coming in.
Actually, I gotta say, let's see how that went.
Keep those votes coming in for Figs. Paco just came in. Paco, make sure you.
This is wild. Right now. It's 50-50. No, it just went to 50.1% for yes, 49.9%.
Let's go!
No.
It's over. Malice gotta come in. We're cutting it short. Figgy's at Skankfest. Bomb effect. Press the bomb button.
Look, it's 50-50.
No, let's go.
It's 50-50.
Let's
right
go.
Now.
Let's go, Figgy.
Wait, can you please
Figgy
show
snake.
Us? Can you show us the other version just so we can do a victory?
We're gonna wrap
let's
up.
Let's go.
We're gonna wrap up here in just a second. That's fine, but it's at 50-50 right now.
No, we just did. It's over now.
That's
it's
crazy.
Over. We got clients. It's over.
50-50. I don't really know what to say here.
It's over.
This is crazy.
You said 50.1.
Well, it's 50.1 a second ago. The show's not over.
I can't wait to do karaoke. I can't wait to do live band karaoke. I'm going to do 3 Creed songs for my loyal fans.
God damn
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah.
Mike Figgs looks like he's coming to Skankfest. I think. 50-
and I'm bringing fucking Florentine lookalike with me, bitch. We're both going, baby. Can you sing Disturbed?
Can I bring Don Jameson?
Yeah, of course. Bring them all. Fucking bring the whole fucking gang.
All right, look, let's wrap this show. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys very much for watching. We'll be back on Friday. Right? Friday with another great show. And until then, have yourselves a great night. Good night.
Bye bye. Fuck, I gotta buy tickets now. I gotta get
in. That's all, folks.
I gotta let you know we have a great contest. You wanna win a PlayStation 5? I know you do. Yo Delta has your opportunity to win a brand new PlayStation 5. Go to yodelta.com to enter to win. There's no purchase necessary, but their Delta 8 products are great and will get you super stoned. So while you're there, you should buy some. But go to yodelta.com right now and win a brand new PS5.